At this wonderfully animated figure, we have a conversation between Philippe de Montebello, Director Emeritus of the Metropolitan Museum, and Dorothea Arnold, head of the Egyptian department. They remember when the statue first arrived at the Met.
What puzzled me at the time was your saying to me that actually this piece, whose surface, that wonderful polish of the wood I so admired, was actually the underside, that it had originally been covered with lead. Is that correct?
That is correct. And that's, of course, what also preserved the woodwork in such a pristine condition. This is a piece from an Egyptian temple. And this is a world of a lot of magical potency. So to increase that, they often sheathed pieces either in gold, silver, or in this case in lead, which had a special magical meaning.
The thinness of the cloth of the skirt, mm-hmm. As it stretches between the uplifted knee and the other, it's just a wonderful rendering. And the hollow below the knee, the wonderful curvature of the leg, it's magical.
Indeed. It's like a dancer, really.
This is a reaction to something seen, surely.
I would say so too, yeah. And it does indeed speak to everybody. You don't have even to know very much about ancient Egypt, I think.
Although, ironically, I wonder if our modern sensibility doesn't prefer the piece in its current state than had it been covered with lead.
I think, yes, there's something about that. Mm-hmm. And in its life now in the museum, this is the way it lives with us.
The figure is actually doing a specific ritual dance called Henu. To hear about it, press play.